power of expectations. Simply put, you get out of life exactly what you expect. The key to growth and development is to change our level of expectations in every area of our lives, the Fab Five. In any given situation, you have a choice of what to expect. Number one, you can expect the worst. Many people are living their lives as perpetual victims. Everything is against them, and no matter how hard they try, they can't succeed. As a result of this defeatist mentality, they simply give up or give effort with a what good will it do outlook. As a self-fulfilling prophecy to their devout negativism, life will only give what is expected. If you expect the worst, it would be against nature's law of reciprocity to give you the best. Number two, you can expect nothing. Now, it would seem strange to think that someone could have no expectation, but there are people who drift through life with no definite aim or purpose. People can drift day to day, even with positive outlooks on life, but have no real level of expectation and a plan for its achievement. It is hard to know if success has been achieved if there is no preconceived concept of success or expectation. The absence of specific expectations or goals would leave each day to chance and happenstance versus it being a day on purpose with defined targets. Number three, you can expect the best. Certainly, the best type of expectation comes from having a specific plan for a goal's achievement. Depending on the source you cite, only 3 to 10% of the population has defined goals with tactical plans to achieve them. Sure, almost everyone says they want to be rich, lose weight, start a business, and enjoy life to the full. But these are essentially empty pipe dreams if not fueled by plans to accomplish them. You can determine how serious someone is, and more importantly, how likely they are to achieve their goal if they have written, defined plans. There is a supreme power to expecting the best, making plans for those expectations, and living each day as if today is going to be the day. Establishing initial expectations for your life. When you ask most people who they want to be in life, they are unsure of their mission or calling. But if you ask people what they want, they are more apt to be able to tell you. The kind of car, the home, the clothes, and all the outward material elements of their vision of successful life are usually easier to express than their life's purpose. This is due in large part to advertising from Madison Avenue. We are bombarded 24/7 with symbols of status and the trappings of success on every hand, but there is little guidance as it relates to who we must become to obtain these things. Understand that the desire for material possession is inherent to your makeup, and material possessions can actually be a demonstration of the equitable exchange of value that you provide to others who need your unique gifts. Yes, some of us are driven more by status than service, but when you flow in your gift, each good material thing you manifest feels like a reward for a life well lived and not a validation of your importance or your status. What is your calling or purpose that can help you live the good life? Napoleon Hill, in Think and Grow Rich, calls this your definite purpose in life. What drives you to get out of the bed each day and keeps you up late at night? If you don't know yet, don't worry. It will become more evident over the next 7 days. If you are unsure of your specific definite purpose, then using your material desires to set your expectation could be the key to discovering it. In tonight's exercise, we will use the simple desire for a new car to create the possible future. That focus on a material desire, a car, could be the key to helping you unlock the hidden gifts that will help you manifest that possible future. The power of desire. Where there is no vision, people perish. Proverbs 29:19. Vision is the force that keeps us alive and pushes us into becoming the creation that providence intended. The reward of fulfilling that destiny is every desire that we could ever dream or hope for. It is a bonus for living life at the highest level. There is inside of you, right now, all the talents and abilities to manifest this and greater good. The inherent and pre-programmed desire for material things is not evil. If we use our greatest gifts in service to mankind as a means to achieve them, we get out of line when the desire for material things drives us to act foolishly. Things such as high debt, being envious or jealous of others, and corruption. In the simplistic translation, desire means of the Father or from the King. All desire comes from a seed of promise that you received at birth, and it tugs at the deepest part of your soul and spirit to beckon you to your destiny. This statement is not about doctrine or which religion you subscribe to. These internal promptings and compulsions are part of your DNA and operate on you involuntarily, just like your heartbeat. It doesn't need your permission or approval to summon you to your gift. It simply does. If this grand plan for your life is followed, the material things you shall greatly yearn for will be yours. While some of the things you may desire may seem out of reach or too far-fetched, desire is in a one-to-one ratio with your ability to achieve it. You will not be given Mercedes-Benz desire and only be given clunker ability. Many people have inherent fear that goes along with their desires or the pursuit of their calling. That is the key to expanding and evolving life, to understand that the best desires come gift-wrapped in doubt and fear. But once you tear the package of doubt and fear off, all is yours to enjoy. That fear and doubt, when it comes, is not designed to rob you of your desires, but to throw you off track from your optimal plan of how to acquire them. Fundamentally, it is not the attainment of material things that bring happiness and fulfillment. It is what we do and who we become to obtain them that brings that happiness. There are many people, and you know them, using developed gifts to obtain cars, houses, and build large net worths, but they are not fulfilled in their daily work because they are not using their natural gifts. This avocation is funding their material lifestyle, but they are spiritually bankrupt. You may fear your ability to disconnect from this subtle form of slavery, golden handcuffs is more politically correct, but to redirect your life and begin pursuing your true vocation is the beginning of the pursuit of happiness. Fear and doubt are natural. You may fear and doubt your ability to accomplish what appears today to be lofty goals, but realizing that all you are compelled to do, and for all the good that waits for your excellence, there is only one thing that is consistently required of you. Be strong and of a good courage. I am reminded of a high school cheer that my sister, the really popular pretty cheerleader, yes, homecoming queen, hey, no envy really, they used to do this cheer at football games, and while it dates back to the 70s, it is quite appropriate for this moment. Some of you may even remember it. It simply said, elevate your mind, get yourself together. The powerful phrase was repeated in various rhythmic patterns until the crowd was worked up for the home team. Remind yourself every day that you, via your mind, are in control of your life. So I'll do it for you here at the end of day one, and forgive me, but I've got to cheer you on. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Now, if I can do that here on day one, certainly you can begin to elevate your mind. So tonight, I want you to begin your workshop and your exercises that will begin to move the needle of your karma-itis, allow you to identify those areas where you might be having some mental sticking points today, but being prepared to move those things in our subsequent sessions. So now I'm going to give you some directions on how to do the workshop. If you're not in a place where you can actually begin those now, pause the CD, and we'll begin a little bit later. But for those of you that are ready, here we go.